Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A pretty wild first game for preseason game number one. Buffalo up 4-1 entering the third. Pittsburgh gets three goals to tie things up at four. And then Jack Eichel, the hero in overtime, he gets the breakaway goal. And for whatever it's worth, well, Sabres get it done. Bills went 4-0 in the preseason. They've since went two straight in the regular season. Maybe this preseason thing is a little better. Who knows? We'll talk about it here over the course of the next little bit here on our postgame show. Brian Colziel with you on our Paul William Belts postgame show. We'll get you highlights coming up here. Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call. Paul Hamilton is on his way to the Sabres dressing room area, so we'll have that coming up in just a few minutes. And we'll also hear from Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. We will get some player reaction as well. Paul in the room as we break down this first win. Sabres getting it done 5-4 in overtime. Highlights in a moment. Next up for the Sabres, it will be a preseason game tomorrow. Most of the players tonight will not play tomorrow. As Paul said, there will be a few that get a chance to get in. But other than that, you're going to see probably an entirely different lineup, an entirely different goalie tomorrow as Buffalo will be in Columbus. These are just day trips. The team left earlier this morning. They got into Penn State, played tonight. They'll fly right back to Buffalo. And then a new group tomorrow morning after the skate will go out, and they'll head to Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. All right, before we get to Ralph Krueger and Paul Hamilton in the locker room with some player reaction, let's get to highlights from this one as our highlights. And our big moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Pittsburgh getting on the board first, 4:34 in. Pass to the middle right in front, and Andrew Ocasio has the Penguins on the board first.
Penguins in the Buffalo zone, centered right in front, and a one-timer from Andrew Agostino beats Carter Hutton in the low slot, and it's 1-0 Penguins.
Agostino getting on the board at 4:34. Laguerre the assist. Minute 10 later, though, Buffalo able to tie it. John Gilmore showing off his speed, going to the net to tie it up at one.
Sherry, the former Penguin on the right side, quickly ahead to VC. Big body for the Sabres. Slides it ahead. Nice cut in for Gilmore. Scores! John Gilmore with a rocket top shelf. This game is tied. What a rocket that was.
Not only a nice shot from Gilmore, but boy, did he just go by the Penguins defense who were standing still, it looked like. Picked his spot, 1-1 game, 5:44 into the first period of play. Later in the first, Buffalo able to grab its first lead. Connor Sherry taking advantage of a beautiful pass from Rasmus Dahlin.
Bluger reaching forward along with Joki Haru. He tips it ahead to Sherry. He can't clear it outside the line. Now some room for Dahlin as Buffalo will change. Here's a pass up the middle. Connor Sherry cuts in with a shot, scores!
Sherry getting his second point in that period, assisting on the Gilmore goal. Dahlin, though, setting him up here on just a beautiful pass. 2-1 Buffalo. That was our score after one period of play. Into the second, the Sabres getting a couple more. This one at 11:40 as Henry Jokijaru finds the back of the net on a nice feed from Connor Sherry.
Rodriguez carries down the left side. Pass across. Rebound! Rodriguez couldn't bury it after Sherry's shot was stopped. Sherry, top of the circle, right side, sends it up top. Joki Haru scores!
Joki Haru getting his goal there from Sherry and Gilmore. That's Sherry's third point as Buffalo led 3-1. And a little bit later on in the period, 4 minutes and 18 seconds to be exact later, Tage Thompson on the power play in front all alone.
Pass from Thompson, knocked down by Skinner. He'll send it across to the top of the zone. There's a shot by Dolly to the rebound. Tage Thompson buries it. And the Sabres power play goes to work. It's 4-1.
Dahlin's point from a shot from the point. Initial save made, and then Thompson puts the rebound home. Nobody there in front. A power play goal, 4-1 Buffalo. That was our score through 40 minutes of play. Into the third, you figure Buffalo might just kind of cruise this one home, but instead the Penguins come very hard. Early, less than a minute in, Penguins cut the lead to 4-2.
Joris Johansson came in midway through this game after Carter Hutton faced just a couple of shots, literally. And there's one that squeaks by Johansson. The Penguins play it right to the side of the goal. Sam Lafferty parked near the front of the net.
Marino the assist on Lafferty's goal there, 51 seconds in. A few minutes later, Pittsburgh cuts the lead to 4-3. This time it's Adam Johnson.
Dahlin back in his own end, waits out the change, and now we'll start to skate it up ice. Couple of moves to the blue line. Wanted to leave it for Scandella, and now here's a break. Cutting in towards the net, they score! Adam Johnson jumps on the turnover, and it's a 4-3 Sabres lead.
Well, the Sabres defense did not look good on that shift. Dahlin turned it over poorly. Scandella looked slow trying to get to Johnson as he went to the net. That made it a 4-3 game. And just a little over 2 minutes later, suddenly it's tied, courtesy of Ryan Haggerty.
Sam Miletic gets it to the corner. Dominic Simone drops it back. Johnson shot, and they score! That's deflected in. Is right in front of the net. Ryan Haggerty ties the game at 4.
4-4 there, another turnover in the Buffalo end, and a redirection from Haggerty. Johnson and Simone assisting at 8:46, tied at 4. That's where we stood through regulation. Into the overtime, and we go late in the overtime. In fact, single-digit seconds remaining. Jack Eichel, a breakaway, a chance to win it.
Penguins can't clear it out. Here's Eichel with a breakaway chance in overtime. Scores! Oh, he is magic! And you can let the good times roll. Rick Ocasek as the Buffalo Sabres win it in overtime. 5-4.
Eichel wins it for Buffalo on the breakaway with 8 seconds to go in overtime. 5-4, your final. Sabres improve to 1-0 in the preseason. And face Columbus tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'll have pregame for you at 6:45 right here along the Sabres radio network. All right, we'll take a timeout here on our Paul William Belts postgame show. When we come back, we'll head to Pegula Ice Arena and hear from Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. We'll also hear Paul Hamilton's interviews in the locker room as we get player reaction from this OT win for Buffalo in the preseason opener. More coming up here on our Paul William Belts postgame. For all of our local affiliates, though, we'll say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. And for all of you on our flagship here on Sports Radio 550, we'll have those interviews coming up. More on the preseason opener. 5-4 Sabres in OT. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Penguins can't clear it out. Here's Eichel with a breakaway chance in overtime. Scores! Oh, he is magic! And you can let the good times roll. Rick Ocasek as the Buffalo Sabres win it in overtime. 5-4.
There's your game winner, Dan Dunleavy on the call. Sabres getting it done. 5-4. Jack Eichel's game-winning goal. It's the goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Revine Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. Brian Colziel back here on our Paul William Belts postgame show. Our high-impact player of the game today, well, I'm going to give it to Connor Sherry. Had a goal, 2 assists, played really well, obviously contributing here in this 5-4 victory tonight. Connor Sherry, our high-impact player of the game, brought to you by Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. All right, let's get to our blue and gold locker report. One of the Buffalo goal scorers tonight. In fact, he opened the scoring. John Gilmore, here he is at Pegula Ice Arena with Paul Hamilton.
That was the tale of two games. Let's talk about the first 40 minutes first. What went well for you guys that you were able to pretty much dominate the whole 40 minutes?
Well, it seemed like everything was going our way. We were making simple passes, getting up the ice, and we were supporting each other in every zone. And I mean, we had a pretty commanding lead, and we were a really confident group in the first half. And then we kind of got away from it there a little bit and kept the game interesting. But for the most part, I still think we were playing connected for the whole 60 minutes and overtime.
Your goal, speed the whole way. I mean, good passing, quick passing up the ice with speed. I mean, that's what Coach Krueger's talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, saw a chance to jump in the rush. I called the puck from Jimmy and, you know, just had to get my legs going. That's my strength. So was able to get up ice and get a good shot on net.
You guys only had 3 days to prepare for this game. And what allowed you to be as ready as you were from the jump? Is it just the way that the simplicity in which Kruger sort of approached everything?
Yeah, coach making it real simple for us out there, just the terms he's speaking in, and it's really easy for us to just play to our strengths, you know, just play fast hockey, simple hockey, make the first pass you see, and just get up the ice.
Does the staff ask you to be aggressive in the offensive zone, defenseman?
Yeah, they want us to be aggressive. You know, if we have a chance to be the first guy on the puck and go down the wall there, we got to do that and help our forwards out, and they're gonna come back and take our spots on the blue line. So we feel the support in every zone, and we're confident to play aggressive.
There are a lot of defensemen here. How do you look at this competition?
You know, it's like it'd be like that if I went to any NHL camp. That's for sure. You know, it's the best competition in the world. So just got to put my best foot forward every single day and give my best effort.
Brian, back to you.
Okay, there's John Gilmore. He gets a goal tonight. And again, his goal, boy, I mean, it's a great shot. You want guys to finish when they have an opportunity to score. But, boy, I'm just really impressed with how quick he was, just blowing by the Pittsburgh defense there. Sherry makes a nice pass to him. And I'm sorry, VC is the one that makes the nice pass to him on that play. But just really, you know, this is a guy here who obviously is trying to fight to see maybe where he'll fit within the organization. And you get an opportunity to make a play, and he's able to do it. So it's a nice job there by him. But, yeah, Sherry tonight, not only do you assist on that, he comes up with another goal later and then assists on the Jokiharju goal. We saw Henry Jokiharju at the Prospects games. One thing I was definitely impressed with is that he has no hesitation at all jumping into the play. And this wasn't necessarily something where he had to take a major risk when he scored on Buffalo's third goal, but he's playing the far point and the puck's near side, and Sherry's kind of going back and forth at the circle like you normally see, and he just kind of sneaks in just a step or two, letting him kind of opening up a passing lane, and then Sherry finds him really nicely there and then able to make a kind of a quick wrist shot to get it home. And I think that's really something that the Sabres are hoping that they'll get out of him, is that he's not afraid to go in. And you don't have to sit here and say that a defenseman has to pinch all the time or be labeled to be aggressive, but just understand, hey, you know, I've got some open ice here. I'm just going to slide down, maybe give a passing lane here and there for an opportunity to somebody to get it done. And that's something that I, you know, you got to hope that the Sabres are going to get to see on a regular basis. Paul also talked about Tage Thompson. He scored Buffalo's fourth goal and decided to really commit himself in the offseason to a new conditioning program. He comes through on the power play, but Paul was talking about his strength and in front of the net on that power play goal, nobody moved him. And not to say that, you know, one goal in front of the net is something to all of a sudden just change an opinion on, because Thompson, to me, he's got a lot to prove. We know he's got the toe drag move. We know he has an amazing shot when he's able to get it on target. But there were a lot of times last year where he looked at times maybe a little unmotivated to play every shift at the same level of energy. And he also, I didn't think, uses his size very well. And, you know, we talked about whether or not that he was even strong on the puck at all. He looked weak for a guy that was bigger. Well, he has committed to that off-season conditioning workout, and so far so good. It sounds like through training camp, and we saw it tonight in this preseason game, that he's not going to be moved in front of the net. And maybe that's where Ralph Kruger says, listen, this is where you're going to go. This is where I think you're best suited to be successful on this team. And a good sign there that he's able to score there. What was not a good sign was kind of how Buffalo just kind of laid down there in the third, lost focus. I mean, you're up 4-1. You have the better lineup on the ice. Pittsburgh sat a lot of their best players tonight. No Crosby, no Malkin. Murray's not in goal. I mean, you know, their best players aren't playing. And you'd expect it to be maybe what it was. It was kind of one-sided. The shots were 18-2 after the first. They end up 45-13 in the game through regulation. And it's 4-1. And with Eichel out there and Dahlin and Skinner, you'd kind of want it to be that way. You'd say, listen, if the Sabres are going to be good, you'd want what would be their NHLers to dominate what is going to be kind of filled with a Penguins lineup that don't have a lot of NHLers in it. But the concerning thing tonight is what happened into the third. It's preseason. It's one period to react or overreact. That's up to you to decide. But for Buffalo to be up 4-1 and then all of a sudden give up three quick ones to Pittsburgh less than 9 minutes in the third period, to me, that's definitely the negative part of this game tonight. All right, so that was John Gilmore, part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report, delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. We hope to have more coming up here from the locker room with Paul Hamilton in just a moment. We'll grab a call here. Let's go to Noah here on the postgame show. Hi, Noah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Noah from Phoenix. I think the Sabres might be overworked, but if they keep peppering the shots on goal, they might win the Stanley Cup.
All right.
More relaxed, so to speak.
All right, Noah, thank you. Well, I don't know if we can jump to Stanley Cup, but it's a preseason win. We'll take it, no doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, the shots at the end of regulation were 45-18. I know at one point in overtime, Buffalo had 48. I don't know what the Pittsburgh final. The box scores sometimes are a little rough in the preseason at that point, but I know Buffalo ended up, I think, with like about 48 when it was all said and done.
47-18.
It was 47 now to any. Okay, 47-18. So they almost outshot him by 30. 29. Yeah, pretty impressive. All right, step aside here on the Paul William Belts postgame. More from the locker room, including Ralph Krueger, Sabres head coach, as we roll on. 5-4 Buffalo in overtime in the preseason opener. I'm Brian Colziel. More right after this on the Sabres Hockey Network. Back here on our Paul William Belts postgame show, following an OT 5-4 win for Buffalo, Jack Eichel gets a breakaway in OT with 8 seconds left to give the Sabres the 5-4 win. Buffalo at Columbus tomorrow, 7 o'clock. I'll have pregame at 6:45. Hope you can be with us tomorrow night right here along the Sabres Radio Network. Okay, we're ready to hear from the Sabres head coach, the new head coach. Here's Ralph Krueger. His press conference brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Let's go to Pagula Ice Arena. Here's Paul Hamilton with the Sabres head coach.
What was it like for you to be back behind an NHL bench again?
Very comfortable. It was, I said to the guys after the game, it was good to get that one down, and to get it with a W was special. But, we made the game a little too exciting in the end. But overall, good.
Let's start with the first 40 minutes. Let's start with the good part first. Why were you guys dominating so much in the first 40 minutes?
We just had a lot of pace. There was, we played aggressive. Everybody was on their toes, and we managed the puck really well and pushed them on their heels. We were in their end most of the time. We had the puck, lots of long puck possession, which we were really striving for today. So, the 40 minutes, we'll have a lot of learners that we'll take forward. A lot of good lessons for us that confirm how we want
to
play.
What happened to the 20? I mean, did the guys just think they had it won, or what happened in the last 20?
We just got complicated with the puck, and we gave them some momentum, some confidence, fell on our heels. But I thought the group settled down after the 4-4 and dominated right to the end, and really deserved to win it. Then,
how did you calm them down in that third period?
Yeah, I did. I didn't think, in this kind of a preseason game, you want to see how players react. There's not a lot of coaching going on in that respect. You're supporting the group positively. You're trying to get them towards a W. That's what I'm there to do. And we'll be able to teach them lessons here in the next few days.
Yes. Aside from one goal, do you like how just your structure in the defensive zone? How when you take puck management out of it?
Yeah, I mean when you looked at the opportunities we had versus what they had in the first 40 minutes, we were extremely pleased with the work ethic. We were, there is a lot of information that went into their heads here the last 4 days, and there's no way they're going to execute that perfectly. But we saw semblances of what we want to see, and we still have time till it really matters, and so that's the good thing. We saw the players trying to get into those positions, and like we already said in the third period, we lost our structure, we lost the way. And especially with the puck, we got complicated and let them back into the game. And, what I'm pleased about is how the guys dug down to find the win.
In the past, you have not had a lot of good net front presence here. You weren't here for that. But it seemed like you had a lot of that tonight. It seemed like guys were in front of the net all night long.
That's right. We started with a lot of puck possession, not enough presence. And we really asked the guys to increase the pressure on the net, and they did. And it was in that second period, was truly outstanding. When you see how much presence there was and how much pressure there was, and we need to continue to build on that.
What kind of moves is there? Like, you were doing some in-game adjustments here. Yeah. To get back into that flow of things as a coach for you, yeah. Is it? Like, what moment do you realize, like, okay, we got to change this up?
Well, there's no question that you, just getting used to the rhythm, going through power plays, penalty killing. You know, we're taking people from different lines and keeping everybody in the game. It was a lot of fun to be back there, mixing up the cards and trying to find a way to win the game at the end. Yeah, forcing players like Jack maybe a touch, but that's what in the end, everybody here was playing to win this game, which was a good sign.
You wanted to see a more simple game from Dylan Cousins. What did you kind of think of what he was able to do tonight?
I think emotionally there's so many things for him to step into this space for the first time. He managed it really well. He was very calm on the bench. He's an energetic kid trying to learn every shift. And it was an exciting coaching opportunity for me to stand behind somebody with that much skill in their very first game at this level. And he's got some exciting years ahead of him.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks,
Ralph Krueger on the post-game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. There's Ralph Krueger again. His press conference brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. I know it's not an official win because it's preseason, but as he said, it's nice to get a W and get that one done. We'll hear from Tage Thompson in a moment, but let's go back to Pegula Ice Arena. Paul Hamilton's standing by. We'll get a couple of quick thoughts from him. Paul, I know the Sabres coach probably didn't envision blowing a 3-goal lead to get it done, but a win is a win. And for him, as you said, he hasn't been behind the bench in a while, so that's still got to feel good.
Yeah, for about 10, 15, 12 minutes, they didn't show up in the third period. It was pretty evident to me that they thought they had that game won and they didn't have to put much more into it. And the Penguins, you know, they got some hungry young kids that were in that lineup. And plus the Sabre goaltender, Johansson, is Cincinnati's goaltender. I think he might have shown us tonight that he is not ready for the NHL, or I don't know if he ever will, but you don't know. Goaltenders take a while, but he certainly is not ready now. And winds up being 4-4, but they finally, once it got to be 4-4, they settled down and got themselves back into it a little bit again. And next thing you knew, they were playing well again. So they were able to – Eichel, that's about as loud a post as I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You know, that he hit in overtime where he beat the goaltender, but he got another opportunity right near the end where it looked like we were going to a shootout, and he made no mistake on that one.
I thought that the sound I heard was the whistle blowing, figuring it hit the post and went out of play, but it was actually the sound of the post. It was that loud of a screech, kind of that. I know.
It really was. I've been in rinks since I was 7 years old. I have never heard a post that loud. I don't know if they have microphones on it or whatever, but wow, he hit it solid and he hit it hard. But again, give him credit for pulling it out. Again, Buffalo had a much better team, and I don't think that does much for your psyche if you walk out of here with a loss when you had a 4-1 lead against a team that basically had two or three NHLers on it.
That's right. Paul, we're going to hear from Tage Thompson after we're done talking with you, but he was involved in the fourth Buffalo goal. He got on the power play, and I know we spoke in intermission just how he's, at least for his body, he's taking hockey maybe a little bit more seriously than maybe he has in the past.
Yeah.
I think we may have lost Paul.
Ellie's got the strength. You're going to hear from him.
I think we lost Paul.
He looked good in it. He won battles. He was good in front of the net. And give him all the credit in the world. I thought he was Buffalo's best player.
That's right. Yeah, I thought he looked really good. Okay, Paul, well, we'll let you go. Thanks again. We'll look forward to hearing this interview with Thompson coming up. And tomorrow, the Sabres come right back tonight, and then they go to Columbus tomorrow. Pretty much the other half of the team that didn't play, right?
Yeah, there might be one forward, one defenseman that go along and may play both games, but it'll be pretty much a whole new team that you will see tomorrow.
Awesome. Safe travels, Paul. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow on pregame.
Okay.
Okay, there's Paul Hamilton. Sometimes in radio there's a delay, and there was right there, no doubt. All right, before we go here, let's hear from Tage Thompson. Paul just said he thought he was Buffalo's best forward tonight. Here is Thompson, Tage that is, Tage Thompson with Paul.
So it just seemed like you spent most of the night in front of the net. It seemed like it was a nice game for you, both, competing, winning battles, being in front of the net, and it paid off for a goal.
Yeah, I think our team in general did a good job. I think that was one of our main focuses going in, getting bodies in front of the net and creating traffic and chaos in front of their net. So, just try to do that all night and be strong on the puck and down low behind the net. So those are kind of my focuses heading into the game.
Is that strength for Dylan too, getting to the net?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's so fast and elusive out there. I think that maybe he doesn't overpower people in front, but he's so quick that he gets open maybe for a quick shot or, you know, kind of gets lost behind a D. So I think our line did a really good job using each other out there tonight. I think we clicked pretty well, so that was a fun night for sure.
You know how challenging it is to be a teenager in an NHL camp. How do you think he's handled it so far?
So far, great. I mean, he's got a lot of confidence, and I think you see it with his play out there. He's really fast and dynamic with the puck, and I don't think there's too many nerves with him right now.
You put a lot of work in the summer, kind of have a new body. How did you handle it today? Did it feel different being out there, you know, with a little more weight? And you've done it muscle-wise, but did it feel different?
I mean, I've been doing practices with it, but, yeah, it definitely feels different. You know, it's my first game, so feel good, feel strong. So I just got to keep building off that.
Aside from winning, what was the objective team-wise for preseason game number one?
Just being aggressive, not giving them any time and space, I think, and, force them, make bad plays. I think that's when we create our offense, and I think we did a good job of that all night. You know, bearing down in front of the net, and, you know, on the forecheck, we were quick and didn't give their D a lot of time to make plays, so I think that was our focus heading into the night.
You were so good in the first two periods. You guys pretty much dominated. What happened in the third to let them back in?
I don't know, a couple puck management mistakes, and they capitalized on it. I thought we played a solid game for pretty much all 60, but, you know, it's a good league, so when you make mistakes, people are going to make you pay. So just got to clean up a couple of puck decisions, and we'll be fine.
A couple of those power play shifts, you were spotted in front of the net, not so much on the off wing there for the shot. Do you like – I know you saw some of that in Rochester. Do you like being in that spot?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, anywhere on the power play is awesome, so you can't complain there. But, yeah, I feel comfortable down there. I've played in the past, so – feel comfortable down low behind the goal line in front of the net, kind of popping in and out. So it's a good spot for me.
Is it good to show you're a well-rounded player too? I mean, everybody knows what kind of shot you have. Everybody knows what kind of speed you have. But that's a different element to your game that a lot of people probably don't recognize is there.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I know I can do it. I think the coaches know I can do it. So it's whatever spot they need me in, I can do. So I just try to do it to the best of my abilities.
What do you make of the experience today, you know, the rink, the atmosphere? What'd you take away from that?
Awesome atmosphere. I mean, I played college hockey for 2 years, so it's kind of nice to get back in that atmosphere. And what an unbelievable facility. I mean, the gym, the locker room is, state of the art. So we got the Pagulas to thank for that, letting us use that. So it was an awesome experience for sure.
Thank you, Tage. Thanks. Tage Thompson on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Tage Thompson, one of the Buffalo goal scorers tonight as the Sabres win 5-4 in overtime on Jack Eichel's goal with 8 seconds left. One win in the preseason. They'll try to make it 2 tomorrow against Columbus. Before we let you go, we just want to let you know, if you're listening to Sabres post game and want more Monday Night Football, or want some Monday Night Football, it's over on ESPN 1520, our sister station, if you want to check that out in Buffalo again. Right now, halfway through the third quarter, the Browns lead the Jets 16-3. The Jets have minus 12 yards passing as a team. Trevor Siemian was knocked out. Luke Falk is in, their third quarterback. But yes, minus 12 yards passing as a team. It's been a disaster for the Jets throughout. They've been getting booed from what we've been saying. More injuries. Demaryius Thomas, their wide receiver they just traded for, he's out as well. Siemian's out. And a big trade in the NFL. Mika Fitzpatrick, the Dolphins, one of the last few good players left on the Dolphins, requested a trade. Dolphins held out, wanting a first-round draft pick. They got it. But it's surprising of who it goes to. The Steelers, who are 0-2 and just lost Ben Roethlisberger for the season. The thought, maybe, you know, would they have a bad year, get a big pick, maybe take a quarterback for the future? No, they just gave up their first-round draft pick, which could be high. If Mason Rudolph isn't good, it just shows you maybe they have confidence in Mason Rudolph. Maybe Mike Tomlin feels the pressure of, hey, I got to win. Nevertheless, the Steelers trade for Fitzpatrick for a number one draft pick. So that's interesting. So 16-3 Browns in the game against the Jets, and you can hear that again on ESPN 1520. For now, Brian Colesio, going to say goodnight to you here on our Paul William Belts post-game show. want to thank producer Kyle Powell and our reporter Paul Hamilton, and for our game announcers Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Columbus, the opponent, Sabres and Blue Jackets. I'll have pregame at 6:45, 7 o'clock puck drop right here on the Sabres Radio Network. We'll talk to you then. Have a good night. Again, the final in overtime, Buffalo 5, Pittsburgh 4. Talk to you tomorrow night right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.